This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Juma Khutbah Summary. The topic of this Juma Khutbah in Dubai is the values that we can derive from the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No doubt, the migration from Mecca to Medina of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hijrah as we call, is the greatest event in the Islamic history. Subhanallah, there are so many lessons that we can derive from this journey, from this migration, subhanallah. First and foremost, my brothers and sisters, we understand the yaqeen, the truthfulness and the trust that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how he actually demonstrated his trustworthiness was quite remarkable, subhanallah. When the order of Allah Rabbul Izzah came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to migrate from Mecca to Medina, he obeyed that order, not knowing the consequences of it. Just by trusting Allah Rabbul Izzah, he was determined to travel, to migrate. Secondly, the people of Quraysh, even the among the enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had trust in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so much so that they actually used to keep their wealth, their valuables with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a part of trust. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before he migrated to Medina, he ordered and entrusted Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu to ensure that this should be given back to those who reserved the right. That shows the trustworthiness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my brothers and sisters, that even among the enemies who actually did so much worse treatment with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ensured that their valuables should be given back, subhanallah. Also, my brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so much beloved by Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. When he actually got the news and he was given the permission to go along with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, used to be so much concerned, so much caring with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he used to even go sometimes in front of him, sometimes behind him, sometimes on his right, sometime on his left, to ensure that he's fully protected. Allahu Akbar. That was the love that Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu displayed and demonstrated to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My brothers and sisters, how much we should be obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The amazing journey of the hijrah, the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Medina, had amazing lessons. It shows his certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It shows his trustworthiness. It shows his determination. And the moment he arrived in Medina, the first thing he ensured and he commanded is Ashfu salamu baynakum. Spread peace among people. That was the chapter that was declared by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Medina became the headquarters where the constitution, the charter was written to ensure that everyone is protected. Peace will prevail, tolerance will be demonstrated, and everyone will be given their rights. Subhanallah, my brothers and sisters, Masjid was built as the first project in Medina. It became the center for worship. It became the center for discussions and, you know, giving the advice to the people. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, I invite you to go through the background and the detailed hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I'm sure you would marvel it, you will love it, and you will learn so much from it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ensure, to help us, to give us the goodness in our lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the obedience of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to grant peace and mercy to all the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.